1039 LI News Radio. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and listen live 24/7 at linewsradio.com.
Well, there's a new sheriff in town. Well, let's put it this way. There's a new chief in town, and I'm talking the Southampton Town Police Department. And he led the way in Nassau for a long time. He's taking his experience and know-how and bringing it out in the East End. And I am talking about the new chief there in Stephen Skrzynecki, the new Southampton Town Police Chief. And we welcome him. First time, the LI News Radio Airwaves. So, Chief, welcome aboard.
Thank you, Jay. Good morning.
Good to have you here. Spoke to you years ago as the chief of the Nassau County Police Department. But in essence, you know, it's something I'm sure, you know, you have a residence out there. You know the area well. And was this something on the Skrzynecki radar for a while?
Well, it came at a very good time for me in terms of getting ready to transition from Nassau. The opportunity came to my attention. I have an interest in the East End, as you've mentioned, for a long time. I love it out here.
Right.
And it was just perfect timing. So I interviewed for the job. Town board like me. I like the town board. And here we are working.
You know, it's kind of an interesting dynamic. You and I were talking last night in the fact that, you know, obviously you come from Nassau County, working there for years, but kind of a different element. Things have changed a little bit as far as the Southampton area in recent years, no?
Well, I've been here for 14 years, and certainly in that time I've seen some changes. I know the residents that have been here longer than that will talk about even more significant changes. But, yeah, the population is increasing. The year-round residents definitely on the rise. Summertime activity seems to be on the rise. So, you know, there's more things to pay attention to every year out here.
And let's face it, you know, we have a big gang problem, as you know, you're aware of, and it stretches all over the place. And let's face it, Southampton not immune to any of this stuff. We know that. And that is that's a big area, you know. It's a haven, and that's something I'm sure you're in touch with here.
Well, I don't think there's any area, quite frankly, that's immune to the potential for that kind of activity. Something we have our eye on, obviously, Suffolk County Police and Nassau County Police working very hard these days at gang suppression, and we're very fortunate. There's not much of that here, but can't say that there's no sign of it. There are some signs of it. Paying close attention to that right now, as a lot of efforts are being put into Western Suffolk. We want to make sure that none of that nefarious activity is coming this way. So something that's on our radar, something that we're talking to the community civic associations about, the schools about. When schools reopen in a couple of weeks, we're going to be talking very seriously about programs that we might be able to initiate and things we might be able to do to stop that and maintain the great level of that we have here now. Things are good out here right now. The crime level is very, very low. People are enjoying a wonderful summer, and we want to keep it that way.
No question about it. We are talking with the chief of the department, police there in Southampton Town, Stephen Skrzynecki. Did it a long time in Nassau County. Chief, reading the other day regarding this whole counterterrorism force that has now been put together, I guess 15 or so officers. It was 100 altogether out there, right? Correct?
Just about, yes.
And I was reading where about 15 have actually got the training. And let's face it, there's a load of events that take place in the Hamptons all the time, especially this time of the year. And it's all about being prepared when you have these large crowds, right?
No doubt about that, Jay. We see what's going on around the country and around the world. We see these terrorist groups who are reaching out through the internet, inspiring, if you will, or encouraging, calling people to take action in any way they can against large crowds. And we've seen it for too many times where unsuspecting large crowds are met with some individual or a group of individuals who come in and disrupt the activities with violence. horrible things have happened here in the United States and around the world. And, of course, we look at some of the events that you just mentioned that take place here through the summer, and we have gatherings in the hundreds, sometimes in the thousands. So we want to be prepared. We've, as you mentioned, we have designated several officers to perform what we call a counter-terrorist unit, in a counter-terrorist unit to perform the task of providing safety to those events. And it's a robust package. It starts with gathering intelligence, see if there's any groups that might be antagonist to the event that's taking place. See if there's any chatter that all the intelligence centers around the country and around the world are picking up in the sense of call to action, and to see if there's any action at all that's occurring anywhere around the world that might trigger somebody to mimic that activity here or anywhere. We want to be in a position to be able to defend against that if it happened immediately. So we have officers now that are doing the work up in advance, meeting with the event planners, looking at the physical arrangements of the event, seeing if there's possibilities to limit access of a vehicle, for example, that might enter an area and run into people, as you saw in Nice, France, taking a look to see if there's ways to protect the event against that. And then having a degree of equipment that would be immediately on hand in the event that somebody was to decide to disrupt the event, we'd be able to challenge that and take care of that immediately and not have a long response. And as you mentioned, things are busy here in the summertime, and traffic can be a little snarly sometimes, even for us. So we don't want to have to wait for a first responding SWAT type team to get there. We have an element of that on scene for the major events, not every event. There's over 100 events here,
yeah.
And we're screening each one, talking to the vendors, looking at each one, and we're putting this package out in about 24, 25 of those events now. And we are cognizant, too, that the community is not quite used to that, and we're very in tune with the feedback. Most of the feedback is very appreciative. Most of the things we're hearing is we're on target. People appreciate the extra protection. But we're also hearing from some people in the community that this is a bit unusual, makes maybe some people a little uncomfortable. So we're trying to dial in just the right combination of protection and deterrence, with keeping in mind completely that we don't want to disrupt the event itself or detract from the good times and the activity that people are having. So it's something that's in place for the first year now, and we'll be making adjustments as we go forward. Nothing is set in stone. Talking to the event promoters and the event organizers and planners, rather,
yeah.
As well as the community attendees to find that right blend, and that's where we are.
And, one of the big events I always think about, because I've attended it, and that is the horse show out there, which, I could see barricades and everything else being put up. You go into the city these days for parades and everything else, Broadway, Times Square, all barricaded. With those heavy cement blocks. So, in essence, I could absolutely see that during that Hamptons Classic Horse Show, for instance.
That's coming up in short notice, a couple of weeks away. We've been speaking with them and the private security company that will be working there. We want to make sure that we have a cohesive plan in place with the private security, looking at points of entry, as you mentioned. There's a couple of within that particular event, there are a number of different types of gatherings, different areas. There's the Grand Prix area, there's the boutique vendor area, and there's the back end of that where people are bringing their horses in, sometimes for the day, sometimes for a couple of days. So there's a lot going on over there. It's an interesting and challenging event to maintain public safety at, but we're in a very good place right now, and we're looking forward to that being a great event as it is every year, and we want to make sure that we keep that safe as it has been, and I'm sure we're going to do that.
couple of minutes left, talking with the new chief of the department out in the town of Southampton. Of course, he has that experience from Nassau County for a long time. Chief, what's been the reaction? I know you've been a resident out there for 14 years or so, in and around, but what has been the reaction of some of those permanent residents when they see a Stephen Skowronski out there now as the police chief?
Well, I've been actually on a kind of meet the neighbors tour for the last two and a half months. We've been out doing community meetings. We've done about five or six of them. And each time I come out and talk about where the police department is and where we want to take it, how we want to grow it, how we want to maintain a professional police department with public trust and public support. And I talk about some of the programs we have, our intelligence-led policing program, our community-enhanced programs, introduction of problem-oriented policing, and a number of other initiatives. And the feedback has been overwhelmingly positive at every meeting that I've gone to. So we're doing very well. I'm enjoying the staff here. Some great, great police officers in this police department come to work every day, very dedicated, putting their lives on the line for the citizens out here. And I'm trying to lead them into the 21st century and keep this police department's reputation at the highest level possible and bring all the new technologies and methodologies that I'm familiar with from Nassau, bringing some of them out here.
And let's face it, you know, we talk about the gangs and the drugs, and crime is everywhere. Listen, you were with the Nassau Police Department for over 40 years. I believe you reduced crime by some 24%. You know, listen, Tom Crump, there are nothing but great things to say about you. And, you know, you talk about the anti-terror training and the intelligence-led policing type techniques. And really, you know, Nassau, one of the safest suburban counties in the nation when you think about it, but a lot of that know-how now out to a smaller area, and you know, sometimes smaller areas can be tricky too, right?
They can, and the force is smaller, so the resources here are a little bit more limited than Nassau County, obviously. So there's new challenges for me. I love a challenge, and as long as I have a team that's willing to meet the challenges, and I do, I think we're gonna do great things out here. So we're really looking forward to continuing to provide a high degree of safety and great community relations out here, and I'm very confident that we're going to do well.
All righty. Well, we can't thank you enough for a couple of minutes, and best of luck, continuation, and everything else. A lot of the policies, Nassau, I'm sure, will come to fruition in your neck of the woods now.
Well, thank you, Jay. Thank you very much.
And we'll talk again.
Okay. Have a good morning.
There you go.